KFW Mobile.
Again, KO4HKX.
Patrick, happy Friday.
Howdy, Eve, to you.
Hey, I thought it's usually your Friday, isn't it?
Hey, I said Friday, Eve.
Headed to Greenwood this tomorrow.
I got a dentist appointment tomorrow, so I'm trying to figure out if they still want me to come tomorrow or wait till next Friday.
Well, at least they want you to come, and that means it'll be profitable anyway, right?
I hope so. Like, you're doing better this morning.
Yeah, I haven't been really feeling bad. Just a little bit drained by the end of the day, maybe.
Which just sounds better. You just sound like you got more energy, like you slept, maybe you slept better.
Pretty good. It was a little cooler, you know what I mean, and that, and I did sleep better. Didn't wake up near as much.
Cooler. I know the wind is blowing out here, so be careful.
You seen anything to give me a wind indication yet?
Plan for this weekend?
Too much. I think just a little bit of running around. It's Susan's birthday today, but I don't think we're doing anything today. Maybe this weekend.
Make sure and tell her we said happy birthday. Okay. Andrew yet this morning?
A little bit today. He might have been sleeping good like the rest of us.
He's got his meeting this morning.
I'm like, good way to him to swing it back and forth. Must be windy.
No, I'm still here. I'm just watching traffic in the road this morning.
Well, to do that yesterday morning, man, what a rainstorm that was.
It was something up till what, about 9:30.
Right after the sun started coming out.
I mean, when they're going to do something with 290 over here?
Anything. Are they putting out some construction signs or something?
No, but if it gets any rougher, you might as well just do away with the asphalt out here.
It's rough when we go down through there in the Jeep and the truck and that. I can only imagine in your truck.
Eric on the radio lately?
Eric? Or, man, I forgot his name. I want to say Dave, the one from down at in Hartwell. Haven't heard him either.
Was wondering, I hadn't heard either one of them in a couple weeks now.
It was before the holidays, and he was taking his car to Washington, D.C., you know, and then he was doing another trip, I think. Hey, have you heard anything from Alexander? I haven't heard him on the radio in a while.
No, since the QRM was on there, he hadn't been on the radio in a long time.
It's a shame. I always enjoy talking to him.
Definitely nice to talk to a well-mannered, spoken young man.
HF Reagan can get on there. Not too much QRM over there.
Working on getting his general license, so... maybe that's what happened. At least I hope so. And he didn't just get the hobby up because of it. One of these Milwaukee heated jackets this morning.
How many does that take? Hold on a minute. I'm going to my bad spot.
HKX. It takes the 12-volt battery the same as the tools.
A holder to hook onto your belt to plug it into?
A little pocket in the back left side.
18-volt batteries?
A little small ones.
Familiar with those, but that thing sounds like it'd work good for hunting or if you were, you know, in a lot colder area.
Yeah, the guys just go crazy over them down here, and I'm like, man, it ain't cold enough for that. Because jeans. It's pretty warm. That's the first time I've ever put one on. I'm going to try it out this morning and see what all the... I'm like, hey, it's okay, but I just don't see the need in it.
Riding a motorcycle or something.
That, but I don't know. It's bulkier than I like for a jacket to be. I would consider this a coat.
What, Carhartt material?
No, this one's not. This is what they call the tough shell. I don't know if you've ever seen the little jackets. They're like North Face and stuff like that. Not the quilted, but a little bit above that. I don't know how to describe it.
I know what you're talking about.
The hoodies or something like that, but I don't know about this. I couldn't wear it all the time, I don't think.
GFW, does it have some kind of on and off switch?
Three settings for power, for heat levels too. And you got a front and a back. It's got a little switch right here on your left chest that you just click through the power settings for each one.
You know, just in the morning to knock the chill off, and then by afternoon you can shed it, right?
Maybe. It's just a little bulky in my opinion. I wouldn't want to drive in it all the time, that's for sure. But, you know, like Saturday when I'll be standing out doing the parade, it might come in handy.
Park parade?
No, I'm helping the Hendersonville Radio Club with the Hendersonville parade. It's Saturday night. It's actually going to be televised.
I know my brother-in-law is doing the tree lighting down in Anderson tomorrow night. Susan talked about wanting to go down there. I told her to find out what time it was going to be.
I volunteered to help the radio club in Harrisville to get some more experience and try to meet some of the guys up there. I just thought it'd be an interesting experience, so I figured I'd give it a try.
You had to go in early.
But we'll see. Before everybody else this morning.
Surely, I just now did get into Lyman.
Couldn't sleep. Woke up this morning, couldn't go back to sleep. Was wide awake.
Came rolling in just a couple minutes before the alarm went off.
I don't know, 30, 45 minutes before the alarm went off this morning. This week?
You know, under the weather, it took a little longer for her to get over than it did me. She was only scheduled to work a couple of days anyway, so. But, nah, she's going to start back next week.
Enjoying having a little more flexibility in her schedule anyway.
She likes it. Man, just, kind of messed me up, you know, on the weekends I would do a couple of things, like I need to go get her a birthday card, so I had to do that last night, because it's like, man, we're on my days off, we're always together.
Think about that when you're trying to plan all that those little times where you had time to yourself to go get things done that you needed to get done.
Heard Shane out there this morning yet?
Last night. He has Wednesday nights off.
I did not know that.
Works Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. And I think that's it.
And I saw where a lot of companies are going to a 4-day work week, or some of them a 32-hour work week. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I guess we'll figure it out.
Things have changed so much since 2019, it's just unbelievable the difference in our society in just a short amount of time.
Right, with all the people not wanting to work, the companies, you know, you can't find anybody, so I guess you might as well cut back to, a 4-day work week or whatever, and then you don't have to hire anybody, and then pretty soon, when everybody runs out of money, they'll be looking for jobs, and it ain't going to happen.
Well, I honestly don't know how some of these people are paying their bills, or because all the government money is ended, if I'm understanding things correct. So where are they getting it now?
I don't know. I know we did get our South Carolina state tax rebate in the...
For HKX? What was that for?
You know, a surplus or something, or an overcharge or something. I think everybody got about $800 KN4 TFW.
Where they were charging you a fee and it was really a tax, and then they found it was illegal, and then now they went and amended the state constitution to where it's legal, and they don't, all that mess.
You really researched it too much, and I didn't see a lot of talk about it, you know, anywhere on the internet.
Hearing about that on the radio for a while, where they didn't want to give the money back, and they were trying to find some way to keep it. So I was wondering if they finally decided they were going to have to give it back and start charging for it again.
On the interstate here. KN4 TFW.
Andrew made it into work, or whatever. He just didn't get on the radio this morning. Maybe he'll. I don't know. Just, you never know with that one.
Shipping supervisor that, you know, he was out for well over a year with COVID and everything, and he came back and he's, you know, doing stuff, and then the government changed stuff with your pensions and that, so he was going to lose well over a year's worth of salary. And then so he went ahead, yesterday was his last day, so now we're short.
They changed his pay scale and all that? I missed that part.
If you had a certain kind of pension, and that the government was going to start taxing it differently, and a bunch of people throughout the company, you know, that have been there 30, 40 years, you know, they had pretty good pensions. So when they were going to start taxing it differently, they were going to lose like 30% and 40% of their pensions. And that just by doing nothing. So a lot of them opted to go ahead and hang it up.
Shame that you worked your entire life to have that pension, and then when you get to the point where you can use it, the government comes in and taxes you to death on it.
He'll be 60 next month, so it wasn't like he was, you know, able to retire and that. So I think he's going to do some little side jobs. He's taking some chemo and that right now and that. But I think he's going to, I think his son-in-law is like a hunting guide and a taxidermist. So I think he's going to work with him some.
Blame him for that. Go do something you want to do instead of something you have to do.
Drove from Simpsonville up to Spartanburg.
Do that on 85.
No way he does that. I think he jumped on somewhere. It's up there by BMW.
Be sleeping in this morning.
Thanks. We just didn't know.
You gotta usually, you can set your clock by them. They're usually right on schedule. Be different. This morning at 6 o'clock now, so I'm up.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Miss Sally. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, kid. KA3JC. Sally just rolled over and said, it's not a good morning, kid. It's cold.
It's cool this morning, but it makes sleeping better, but it sure does make it hard to get out of the bed.
Tell Miss Sally it was good to hear her on the net last night.
She said, thank you. Yep. She wanted to get onto the net, but sometimes when I'm up at 2 or 3 in the morning, I just pre-check it, not sure what my day is going to be like. And she says, That's Gary. Can I check in? I said, well, tell him recheck, because he's already got you checked into the net pre-checked early. So she stood here patiently waiting and waiting, like a mouse or a cat getting ready to pounce on a mouse, you know, to key the bike. And I said, oh, you got to wait a second. You know, let him get to your call group, and then just say recheck, and then he'll pick you up. And so that's what she did. KA3JCA.
Quite good to hear her checking in over the RF.
Yeah, you went to bed early, huh?
Usually turn in about 8. I mean, if I find myself up for some reason, we're out and about, and it's my call group, I'll check in. But, like, you know, one time it was, the net was starting and everything, but it was like I was one of the last call groups, and it's like, man, something. And by the time you do announcements and all kinds of stuff, it's, you know, another 30 minutes, and I just pack it up.
Wait, you can just go ahead and check in. I mean, nobody's going to say anything. I see, I hear lots of people do it.
Try to do it like they want you to do it, and it's, I hate doing, like, early check-in if I'm not actually there, you know what I mean? It's like I like to be on the radio. It's kind of like doing FT8, saying, my computer heard another computer. Really? You didn't get to talk to him.
Well, I came in there at the end of that conversation that you and Patrick were having about, I guess, somebody get taxed on some of his money earlier, whatever. So I don't know if this pertains to it. But Patrick, when they first finally decided to make me disabled and so forth like that, before I could collect my Social Security, I literally had to get rid of all of my savings, my 401s, my pension plans. I had to basically exhaust it. But I'm thinking to myself, can you tell me all my life that I need this? And that, you know, when I retire or whatever, I'll have that money. But no, once you start drawing a Social Security disability, it's like you have to get rid of all of that before you can collect the money.
Basically, they want to tell you what you can do with your money that you put into the savings account that they put out right for the government.
Sums it up there. So are you and Kent the only two in here this morning?
Just the three of us now.
Eric in a while. I haven't heard. Well, Andrew I talked to yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. But, yeah, he's not in here. So I haven't heard Lloyd on here either.
Comes in the afternoon. Eric, none of us have heard him in a couple of weeks, but he was taking that trip up to D.C., so he may still be up there. I don't know, because he can work from home, so, I mean, he can just kind of go where he wants to, I guess.
Job to have. Well, actually, Sally likes her job because she can work at home. And there's a couple of times that, you know, they want her to fly out to Colorado, not the company, but the friend of ours that has that child with the hearing impaired and blind charge syndrome that Sally was taking care of. Yeah, they're letting her fly out there, you know, like once a quarter to spend a week. And she actually works out there from 6 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock a.m. that time out there, because 6 to 3 is 8 to 5 here. And then when she gets done at 3 o'clock, it's kind of time enough to go get the child from school, so she has time in the evening to spend with him, KA3JCA.
If the company lets her do that or encourages her to do it or however that works, that's good to hear that.
You guys still haven't showed up? KN4 TFW.
Nope. That's all I want to say. I wonder if something's going on that I don't know about.
Change the time on us.
Something's going on. Maybe it's going to be one of those days.
You've stopped there, Patrick?
Here, 15, 20 minutes now, and the gate's still locked.
Ready for Christmas here?
Waiting on my son's gift to come in, and then I got to figure out what I'm doing for the wife.
It's a mess. Susan finished decorating the Christmas tree yesterday. She kind of wore herself out, did a little bit more than what she should have.
Today I'm going to try to get out here at the garage and show Sally where my Christmas tree is at so she could get it down and start putting stuff up. She's already got the major, the battle stuff put on the above the fireplace.
Our Christmas tree the day before Thanksgiving, and that's generally about all we put up. You can't see the house from the road or anything like that, so there's no point in getting too elaborate with it. And it's just me and the wife now, so at least the tree's up.
Till grandkids start coming over, and then you can decorate the house.
Well, I'm glad Ashley doesn't have any children yet, so we kind of spoil her, so even though she's 27, she'll be 28 this year, she still lives at home and helps us around the house, and we do, we spoil her like she was a grandkid.
I'm in no rush to have any grandkids. I hope he waits until he's ready, and, you know, we've got his life where he wants it before he does that, so... Hopefully it's not way down the road, but not right tomorrow either.
One thing, guys, I think I'm blessed because, like I said, Ashley, for her age and what her job, she's still interested in working and pursuing her career. And if she never finds a boyfriend or whatever, I'll stay happy like this for a while. I just don't want her to get hurt, you know what I'm saying? So... But eventually she'll settle down.
She usually comes around in its own time. But guys, they're starting to come in now finally, so let's try to get this day started. Ken, you be careful on the rest of your trip. Richard, good to talk to you and Miss Sally this morning, and maybe I'll talk to you later on today. KO4HKX, and I'm going to be clear for now.
Patrick, and it was good time, and I just pulled up to the gate, so I'm going to have to... get my party started. So Richard, Miss Sally, it was good to hear you guys too. So 7-3 to all, and I hope to maybe catch you guys this evening. KM4 TFW.
Patrick, 7-3 kid, I'll be on throughout the day. I have a doctor's appointment today, so talk to you guys later. KA3 JCA along with KA4 JCA.